Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 6. Romans, chapter 6, a sermon entitled Baptism. Romans, chapter 6, we're going to read, verses 3 and 4. The Word of God says, "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life." Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise and glory. We ask, God, that you would move. God, let us understand the full, deed of being baptized tonight. We thank you for everything you're doing, God. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Hallelujah. Also, I might have forgotten. I don't know if I did. Let's pray for our sister, Valerie. She had surgery last week. Glory to God. She's a trooper. Going all over the place. Glory to God. So pray for her that God's hand would be upon her life. There's an illustration tonight. It says a three-year-old girl, Raina, sat with her family during a baptismal service in her church. It was a new experience for her. She asked, why did he push the guy into the water? Why, Daddy? The wife tried to explain briefly and quietly in the service, but to no avail. Later that night, the parents tried to explain in a way she could understand. They talked about sin and that when people decide to live for Jesus, they do good. They want everybody to know. They explained that the water symbolizes Jesus washing people from sin. When they come out, they come out clean. They are trying to be good and realized that they needed to work and realized that they needed to work a little more on their explanation when Raina immediately responded, "Why didn't Pastor just spank him?" Amen. The man, they were explaining to him or to this little girl that, he just needed to be good. Hallelujah. So that's, how they must have tried or, spanked her to tell her, "You better be good." I know it took me a little bit to be able to get it. But you'll get it later. Glory to God. You can see it. You can hear it again on the our website. Glory to God later on, and you can go through it slowly and surely. See tonight. We can be reassured that Pastor is not gonna go. Around and start spanking people. Although it might help some people tonight. So why, do we do that? Is a baptism, is it needed for salvation? What is the purpose of being baptized? Why do we immerse instead of, sprinkling of water, on them? When a person we know comes to know, Christ as their Lord and Savior, we know that something, drastic and dramatically happens. You don't have to feel it, but we know and understand that something, amen, is happening now in our lives. Listen to these truths that the Word of God tells you and I tonight. You were lost, and now you are found. You were dead, and now you are alive. You were blind, and now, amen, you can see spiritually. You are an enemy of God. Now you are a friend of God. You are a child of the devil, but now you are a child of God. Galatians 2:20 tells you and I, it says, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, that is what God did for you and I. When Jesus went to the cross, when Jesus died, when everything happened, he didn't do it for himself. He did it for you and I. He did it for me. He gave himself for me. See, this incredible transformation, amen, begins to happen when, amen, in the same way that you, amen, when you go down, something dramatically begins to happen. See, you may never become a martyr, amen, but you can die to yourself. You can die to sin. You can die to the world. You can die to our plans or our ambitions. Amen. We've died, amen, with Christ and rose when, amen, we go down and come up. Amen. We, amen, rose to a new life. See, baptism, amen, listen to me. Baptism is not a means of salvation. Baptism does not save a person. Baptism, what it does is it represents our death to self, amen, and our submission now to our Heavenly Father. Three reasons why you and I should be baptized. Firstly, amen, to follow the example that Jesus Christ left for you and I. Mark 1:9. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth and was baptized by John in the river. See, his baptism, amen, was an active humility and an identity. His example of humility, amen, is one that everybody that is called in the name of Jesus or by the name of Jesus, amen, should follow. Secondly, to obey his command. Jesus commanded us to be baptized. Amen. You can read that in Matthew 28, amen, 19 and 20, the Great Commission. And thirdly, to display Jesus Christ, amen, and his salvation in our lives. Acts 18:8. Many of the people who were near him believed and were baptized. Acts 2:41, those who received his word were baptized. So why do we go under? Listen, when I was 8 days old, amen, they came in, I went and I got baptized, and all they did was just sprinkle some water on me. Was that really baptism? Was that really, amen, an act, amen, of an eight-day-old child being submitted to the will of God? See, going under identifies you and I, with the death of Christ, that Christ died. Listen to me. That he died for you and I, for our sin. See, going under gives, you and I tonight, that we are not who we used to be. When you come up, you now, amen, come up in the newness of Jesus Christ. Everyone here tonight, how many know, has some sort of past in their lives. Baptism represents that our old self, your past, your old, nasty, dirty, filthy self, sinful self is dead. Who you used to be is dead. All that happened in your past is buried when you went down with Christ. The old guy in you, not just the fact that I'm old, but the old guy in you, amen, is dead and gone. See, tonight, don't let the ghost, see, Ebenezer Scrooge, amen, was of the past, present, and future. Don't let the ghost of your past haunt you tonight. You are somebody new, amen. You are somebody new. Can you say that? I am somebody new. Oh, amen. I am somebody. I am. Listen, you are. You are new. And can I tell you, that ought to bring some great excitement upon your life. Because no longer are you being, amen, chased by your old self. No longer are you being haunted, amen, by your old past. No longer are those things that you did. And listen to me, amen, we can have, amen, a list bigger than that of things that you and I used to do. But now you're made anew, wiped clean, brand new start. And everything that you and I have, beloved, it starts because we are new. See, you will go under, amen, but how many know that you don't stay down? Amen. I had somebody one time getting baptized, and they said, I think we need to keep this guy a little bit longer. Amen. When you go down, you will come back up. Amen. When you go down, listen to me, when you go down, you will come back up. We know that Jesus died on the cross. He did, amen, take all your sin upon him. But Jesus dying on the cross is not the end of the story. And that's not the end of your story either. Christ rose, amen, from the dead. His old life was dead. He rose to a new life, a new resurrected, amen, body and resurrected life. The scars were still there. Can I tell you, the scars are still going to be upon our lives. But everything is new. Everything is new. See, coming up, amen, out of the water means that you have died to your old way of life, but you have rose to now, amen, a life that now you did nothing for, but Jesus did everything for you and I. See, you may look the same. Amen. Can I tell you, when I got saved, I was still ugly. Amen. I was still bald. I still looked, like a Humpty Dumpty. You might smell the same, but there's a big difference. You're not who you used to be. Isn't that amazing? You might look the same. You look in the mirror and you're like, yeah, still me. Still me. But you're different. But you're different. We are new, a new life, a life guided now, amen, by Christ. Tonight, you have a new meaning in your life. You have a new purpose. See, baptism tonight is a public confession of your faith. That's what a baptism is, amen. It's that you are, amen, telling the world, there's something different about me, and I'm not embarrassed to shout it out. See, this will be, amen, one of the most important decisions that you will ever make. See, where you work, where you go to school, amen, where you live and who you marry, though it is important, it is not the most important. The most important decision that you and I will ever, amen, make is to have faith and follow Jesus. Baptism is you telling the world is that later for the world, I now belong to Jesus Christ. That's what a baptism is. You are telling the world. You are telling your friends. Amen. We might have been best of homies. Amen. But I'm going to follow Christ. I'm not going to continue to follow you. I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm going to be saved. That's what baptism is you telling the world, I no longer belong to you. Now, it is Christ that lives in me that I belong to. See, we are not called tonight to make people stop sinning or to convince people to come to our church. We are called tonight to tell others about who Jesus is. You know, when I witness to somebody and they tell me, I go to such and such church, whatever church, I tell them, stay saved, continue living for Jesus. I'm not going to sit there and say, well, come to our church. Continue living for God. Continue living for the Lord. And one day, the churches, those that follow Christ, are going to stand there throwing, amen, their crowns down before the what? Before the feet of Christ. That's what we're going to be all doing. We're not going to sit there and say, I was from the Potter's House Church. I was from New Life. I was from Nueva Vida. I was from Ebony. We're going to stand there and say, I live for Christ. I live for Jesus. Christ became real in my life. And I, amen, made a decision, amen, to proclaim and tell everybody that I was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you get baptized, that's what you're saying. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to tell the world that I'm saved. It's a public confession of our faith. It's you telling people, Jesus is now in me. In me. See, if we do that tonight, then you have fulfilled God's full desire for your life. Pastor, is there anything else? Listen, baptism is important. Okay? Baptism is important. I'm not going to put anything light upon it. But the most important thing that you have to do tonight, you cannot get baptized, amen, or you can. But the most important thing is to give your life to Jesus. Then, a step of our Christianity should be to get baptized. Because Jesus made it important. He made it so important that he got baptized. Amen? So if you have not been baptized, amen, in a few weeks, we will have a baptism and give you the opportunity. We will have, amen, a sign-up sheet in the back, amen, for you to be able to, amen, publicly confess, amen, and we will do a baptism. We used to do it right here, amen, but we're going to do it in the front because here we are hidden. Out there, we're going to give a testimony, amen, telling people, amen, this is why I am being baptized, because Jesus now, amen, is real in my life, and we're not going to be hidden right here in the corner. We're going to go out in the front, amen, and we're going to publicly tell people exactly what we're doing. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. You're here tonight. You're here tonight. You're not saved. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus gave himself so that you can have a life and life abundantly tonight. You're here in this place tonight, and you don't have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You're still living for you. You're still living, amen, for what you want, your plans, your desires. Would you surrender your life to Jesus tonight? Would you surrender your heart to the Lord? Would you surrender your all and say, Lord, I'm done playing games. I've ran from you for so long. But now tonight, you're going to run to God. That's you in this place. You're not saved. You're not right with God. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. Would you lift up your hand just quickly? Quickly, lift it up. Quickly, quickly, lift it up. That's fine. You can lift up your hand. Don't be embarrassed. Hold it up. Hold it up. It don't matter. You can hold both, whatever you want. Young people tonight are giving their lives to Christ. How about you, sir, ma'am? How about you? You can put your hand down. How about you tonight? Would you surrender your life to Jesus? Or maybe you're backslidden in this place. At one time, you walked in the joy of the Lord. But over time, listen to me, over the period of time, it doesn't matter. A period of time doesn't have a specific length. Over the period of time, you grew weary. And you drew away from God. And tonight, you are not where you need to be or used to be. You're backslidden in your heart. Would you simply do one thing for me? You're not right with God tonight. You're backslidden. All I want to do is pray for you. Would you lift up your hand? Quickly, lift up your hand. Amen. That's good. Anybody here, you want to surrender your life to Jesus? You're not right with God. You've never surrendered your life, or you're backslidden in your heart. Don't leave this place. Listen to me, folks. Don't leave this place in the same manner that you walked in. Allow Jesus to help you. Allow the Lord to work and do something in your life. You can be transformed. You can be changed. You don't have to be the same person. Amen. God can make you new. If you lifted up your hand, would you look at me? Look at me. Come on. Come on. I want to pray for you. Come on. Stand up. Stand. Come. Come. Come on. You lifted up your hand, didn't you? Okay. Come on. It's okay. Okay. That's all we need. We need people who are going to take us to Christ. Amen. Can I tell you Jesus loves you? Can I tell you Jesus loves you? How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? 11. Amazing. That we could surrender our lives to Jesus. Who knows what God would do in these young girls' heart? Who knows? Let me get three ladies, amen, to come and pray for them. Come, ladies, come. Come, 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 come. I need three ladies. Quickly, quickly, three ladies. Pray for them. Lead them to Jesus. Church, let me talk to you. God wants to do so much in our lives. God wants to do so much in our lives. Let's allow him and give him the reins to our lives. And allow, amen, Jesus. Allow Jesus to do wonderful things. We will be getting, amen, we will be having a baptism. I'll be having a sign-up sheet back in the back. It'll be within a few weeks. We're going to have a great rejoice, a great celebration. Because we were once lost, but now we're found. We were blind, but now we see. The altar is open, church. Come lay hold of God. Let God help you tonight. Amen. Let God speak to you. Let God work in your life. I love, amen, the fact that we were dead, but now we are alive in Jesus. That's what a baptism does for you and I. That's the work that Jesus does in our lives. That we were enemies of God. But now tonight, we are a friend of God. Imagine that tonight, church. Tonight, Jesus considers you his friend. We were children of perdition, the Word of God says. But now tonight, we are children of the living God. God, we thank you. Shiarabarando, yarandolo shiarababandolo shi. Gabababarandolo bandolo shiarabande. Padre, tócalo, Señor, muévete. Ayúdales, Padre. Padre, te pido por ellos, Señor, en esta noche. Oh, Padre, tú eres grande y fuerte y majestuoso. Oh, Señor, gracias. God, we worship your name. Oh, God, we love you. God, we magnify. God, we love you. Isn't it good tonight that God does not have to go out, amen, hallelujah, or we don't have to go out, amen, and continue to be spanked. We just live for God, folks. We don't have anything else, anything more, but to live for God. Nada más que más vivir por el Señor. You live for Jesus, folks. When you come up, can I tell you, when you come up, the old nasty you stays submerged. Amen? The old you. You got to keep them down. Because that's the nasty, the dirty you. That's not who you are in Christ anymore. Because when you come up, amen? Because when you come up in the new life of Jesus Christ for your life. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? So we're going to be baptized. Amen. If you have not been baptized, anybody here, you have not been baptized. Amen. Raise your hand. Anybody here, if you've never been baptized, okay? Anybody else, you've never been baptized. We're going to have a baptism. Amen. I don't know if we'll have another baptism. We might have it in January or February when it's cold, and we're going to have it out there if you don't get baptized now. Amen. So it behooves you, if you want to be baptized, that we get baptized now. Can I tell you, I don't mind baptizing in the cold, but you might. You might, amen. Hallelujah. All I do is just hold you and baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're going to have a great time, church. We're going to enjoy ourselves. And we are going to publicly confess that we are saved, that we are new, that now Jesus, it is not us, but that Jesus who lives in what? In us, in me. Let's give God glory for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, God, we worship.